Calvin can tell Wayne is unsure of the details from the gloomy expression on his face.
What? You don't believe me?
Wayne smacks his gum and says,
It's not a matter of whether I believe you. The question is, do you believe you?
What's this guy's deal? What kind of asshole disputes the stories he wants to hear? Calvin takes a breath and asks,
Do you want to explain what goal you're trying to reach? I was there. I lived it. Which part do you think I have wrong?
Wayne stands next to the cupboard. The door is open, and he inspects a set of crystal wine glasses. Answer my question. Swishing his gum inside his mouth, Wayne turns around. The mind denies what it cannot recall, even if it is the truth. I want you to be right, Calvin, I do. But you need to be certain someone else wasn't wearing your shoes. Calvin's scoff transitions to laughter.
You can't be serious. Are you suggesting Vance took Adeline to prom?
Amongst other things. He stomps toward Wayne with a fist waving in the air and shouts,
You need to stop this right now before I...
The faint scent of chlorine finds its way through Calvin's nose, and more images flash like a camera in a blackened room. The sight of Vance dancing with Adeline viewed from the side of the gym, Vance holding Adeline in the hot tub, the two of them together in bed, their faces mashed together, their bodies wrestling beneath the sheets, them whispering, I love you to each other. Sweat pours a pale tint over his face. His hands tremble and his knees wobble. A bitter taste makes his mouth salivate.
I can't.
Wayne watches him, concerned but still chewing his gum.
You can't what?
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Calvin rushes from the dining room, and a few seconds later, the slam of a door echoes from the hallway. The door to the half-bathroom, followed by the sound of heaving vomit. Wayne shakes his head and circles a number on his page.